one of those days. I could not be in a bad mood today if I tried. Even though I do have a cold and a sore throat, but still, could not be in a bad mood today if I tried. I want to give the phone number one more time if you missed it in the first hour to our Girls Night Out, Wednesday, June 24th. I hope to see you there. 6 to 9 at the Crown Plaza right in Cromwell. The number, 860-807-2450. Gina Barreca is going to be there, our own Brad Davis. A yummy dinner, only $25. Give him a call. Make your reservation, 860-807-2450. I'm so pleased. I've been looking forward to being able to introduce our next guest. I had the pleasure of meeting her at the Greater Hartford Women's Conference that I had emceed last month out in South Windsor. She is a CPA. She talks about money. She talks about personal finances. She talks about money management in a very interesting way, not in a dry way, in a very informative way. She's been featured on ABC, NBC. She hosts the television show Money on Your Mind. She's been featured in Yahoo Finance, SmartMoney.com, Inc. Incorporated. The list goes on and on and on, for Pete's sake. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Belinda Fuchs. Hi, Belinda.
Hi there, Mary.
Hey, it's so nice to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you, too.
It was so fun to have a chance to meet you that day out in South Windsor. That was a fascinating day, wasn't it? Just inspiring.
It really was. I was so impressed. I hadn't been to that conference before and was pleased that they had contacted me to speak, and was just really just enjoyed all the speakers and all of the women that I met there were attending were really... wanted to be positive and wanted that inspiration in their lives. So
that's
to right in with what both you and I are doing.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. Your expertise is money, as I mentioned. Again, mm-hmm. ownyourmoney.com is Belinda's website. Do check it out. And money is one of those things, Belinda, isn't it, that an awful lot of us have, I'll use the word, an interesting relationship with. Our relationship with money is interesting.
I think you're being polite, but yes. Okay, I'll start with that.
Exactly. And just to make sure that we take full advantage of you, because I know, Belinda, we're going to run out of time before we run out of things to talk about, could you share, and let's get right to it, you have top three costly habits that threaten people's financial future and how we can break those habits forever.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. It's just amazing how we have a relationship to money and we often don't want to admit it. We just operate almost rather unconsciously about money, and it's often filled with a lot of judgment and shame, and it ends up costing us this inaction and this relationship that, even if on the outside it seems like things are going okay, sometimes there are these non-supportive beliefs that are creeping in. And I'd love to run through what those three habits are, and I actually have a longer class that I've done on this, too, that I'd like to give your listeners if they go to ownyourmoney.com/gift, G-I-F-T, .html.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So, we'll make sure to give them that a couple times today, too. But let me get right into it. So the first costly habit that I see is that people are not tracking their money. They're feeling a real sense of panic right now. Like, people literally are just stressed every day. They're looking at their finances. They don't know what to do, and just frustrated that they're not saving enough, and sick and tired of this paycheck to paycheck, but not really sure where to start. And so that's why the number one habit is that they're not tracking their finances, because it's fueling this sense of panic. And it's literally like they're throwing money away. If you can just imagine that. They got their, you got your paycheck and you went to the bank, you cashed it, you went right home, you went straight to your bathroom, you opened up the door and you threw your paycheck in the toilet, all of that cash, and you watched it flush down. That's what people do by not tracking their finances. It seems a little bit dramatic, but what's actually happening is that you don't know where your money is going, so you don't know how to address it. You don't know how to make it any better. You don't know how to live within your means because you don't really know what you need. And
that's interesting, Belinda. I'm sitting here nodding my head. Not that you can see that, by the way, but I'm sitting here nodding my head.
I'm thinking to myself,
yeah, she's absolutely right. I think one of the reasons, would you agree, that, for a lot of people, money equates, and isn't this unfortunate, to how we feel about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our money equals our worth.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't feel as if we have enough money, we're not feeling as if we're as much of a person as we should be. And the easiest thing to do, and the word you just said, is to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid it.
Most of my clients, I'd say maybe almost two-thirds, had been avoiders. And they heard me speak, or, you know, were tired of this constant feeling of panic and shame. And that we've created ourselves as avoiders, but the reality is that it doesn't have to be that way, but that you might not know another way to do it. Because it's almost like we have this big should that we put on ourselves, that we should know what we're doing with money.
That's right.
And the reality is that we just weren't taught. So a lot of it is just, you know, people can use this call and listening to this show with you and I, Mary, to really say, you know what? Like, I can start by letting myself off the hook for what I didn't know and I feel like I should know. Let me start today with a new path, a new education, a new empowered way of being with money, because if they keep going, then they're going to keep avoiding it. And that doesn't really help. And you're going to see that that avoiding kind of comes into the next couple of costly habits, too. And that's part of what the not tracking is all about, because people don't want to know where it's going some of the time.
All right.
And I think they're afraid they might have to do something about it.
Exactly.
If they know.
And it's just, and that might be more painful. It's less painful just to ignore the whole thing and avoid it. Let's get to number
so
two.
They think.
So exactly.
They think
so they think.
Painful.
That's what our minds tell us.
Right. Exactly.
That's what
and
our minds tell us.
People can get started on the first one just to take, you know, a day, a week, a month, and start to track it. You know, I give workbooks and all my programs. They can even start with a notepad. But just to start to see and get that it doesn't have to be this hard, complicated process for them. So, you know, you started touching on the relationship and the feelings that we have around money. And that takes us to the second habit. Good segue there, Mary. Thank you. And the second habit is that costs us is that we're holding on to this anxiety, this anger, this fear when it comes to money, and these negative emotions cost us. They cost us dearly, because when we're watching the money go down the toilet, we're watching our hopes and dreams go down too.
Yikes.
And what happens is that this anxiety and this fear that we're, you know, it's hard not to get when you turn on the news or read the paper nowadays, but it's so important to stay with you know, listening to people like you when you say believe in yourself, you know, like me, that really says, like, there's a possibility you can have in your life, but you just have to commit to it and do it and take action to make it happen. Because that the negative emotions we take out on ourselves, and we often feel really guilty that we're not doing the best things. We're blaming ourselves for some past decisions. We're blaming our parents for not teaching us. And what it does is it creates, dare I say, stupid decisions with money, like not the smartest decisions that we could be making, and we're just spinning our wheels oftentimes.
So putting our head in the sand, Belinda, is not what you recommend we do.
Right, right.
Okay.
So start right now in this moment and imagine yourself being that ostrich, and then imagine yourself literally physically pulling your head out of the sand and saying, you know what, it's a lot brighter out here.
That's right.
Where I can see something.
And
than
we
it
have
is in the sand.
That's right. And once our head is out of the sand, and I love that image that you just gave us, once our head is out of the sand, we really do have a lot more control over things than we can possibly have with our head in the sand. No control when our head is in the sand.
Absolutely. And I have a quiz, actually. So if people go to the ownyourmoney.com/gift.html, I'm going to send them an assessment. Well, there are a couple of things, actually. One of them is that they'll get a report from me called Self-Worth for Net Worth, because it's really understanding that what you believe about yourself and who you are in the world, and separating, you know, you touched on it just briefly, but separating our worth from what we have in the bank. That's why it's that self-worth, net worth relationship.
So important.
Is very powerful. So I give people a key four questions to get started and understand what their relationship to money is. And then I also have a quiz that I give you access to. It's called Do You Own Your Money or Does It Own You? And there's one for singles, there's one for couples. And it's really engaging and intriguing to do. It addresses that interesting relationship that you started with, because oftentimes what I find, 9 times out of 10, that people feel owned by their money. whether it's owned by the money itself, whether it's owned by debt, whether it's owned by the pressure that they feel to make money. But it's all of these things that fuel that anxiety. And by being able to really step into your power to own your money, to have this approach that you recognize where money is a tool and I can really do something different with money than I have in the past, my past doesn't have to mean that that's going to be my future. This is all part of the wake-up call.
I love it. Belinda, I need to interrupt you. We have just 30 more seconds. But
you know what?
I know exactly. I knew this would happen with us, Belinda.
Okay.
But you know what? I would love to. Could you come back on a monthly basis, do a monthly feature on my show?
I think we should do that
and share a tip each month. We've been speaking with Belinda Fuchs, ownyourmoney.com. Phenomenal way she has of presenting this information, really affecting and impacting our lives in a very doable, important way. Belinda, and you mentioned, was it the gift also that you're giving?
Sure. So go to www.ownyourmoney.com/gift, G-I-F-T, .html.
Slash.
So ownyourmoney.com/gift.html.
Love it.
And use this as your wake-up call.
There we go. Belinda, thank you so much. We're going to keep in touch. I'd love to get you scheduled for a monthly feature.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Open phones when we return. Our number is 1-888-574-2723. This is Mary Jones on the Talk of Connecticut.